everybody? Sip and Chat here for part two of our last discussion. And we have our very special, special guest back with us, D. Hinton. How you doing, Hinton, fellas?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
You know it.
How y'all feel since the last episode?
Man, I listened to the last recording and then sent it out to y'all, dog. And let me tell you something. We need supervision.
Clearly.
That's fact.
We should not be anywhere by ourselves unsupervised without chaperones.
Yeah, I think y'all do.
You know what I told You know what I told Randy early? I said, between the three of us, have zero sense.
None.
We are running free out in the world unsupervised, and that is dangerous.
Yeah.
How we doing?
Yeah, I'm good.
Good.
I'm good.
Still,
still having a purposeful day.
Purposeful.
I'm still rocking with that, though.
Still rocking with that. Okay.
Well, let me. I'm gonna claim it. But, yeah, today was one of them days, man. So yeah,
I can dig it.
Sorry,
I can dig it. I'm doing good.
You're doing good.
I'm doing good. What about y'all? What about you?
And I can't complain, man. I'm getting good naps, man. Resting well. Still just happy to be here, man. Still with purpose, living purposely like my man over here.
Yeah.
Working on this project I was telling y'all about.
Yeah, how's that coming?
It's coming along pretty well, man. It's doing all right. It's doing all right. I'm happy to be here, man.
Yeah, make sure you share updates with us. You know what I'm saying? You know, as people do projects, you know, they take a before and after picture, and you know,
I'll holler at y'all during the commercial break.
So,
D. Hinton, how you doing, Doc?
Hey, man, I'm standing up right again. I'm good.
Damon was gonna walk right past you, wasn't
he? That's how he doing. That's how he doing. But I know it's love. That's how he do. You know, Damon knows time frame, man. You know how D. do.
He gonna walk right past you,
like the hell with Daryl, but it's okay. That's my boy. No, I know that boy. I know that boy love me. It's all good.
Absolutely, absolutely. So shout out. You know, we'll shout out to our sponsor, Old Post Beverage. Definitely go check V Horn them down there.
We had a meeting.
Pause.
On what was that, Monday? We had a meeting, and turns out that we're not supposed to have sponsors. So I guess Opus is our partnership.
I missed that meeting.
Yep. And I meant to get some clarification on that.
We're gonna rock with partnership for now until we get everything ironed out. And then
we're good.
Because we're independent, but we don't want to ruffle any feathers, you know?
Right.
Yeah, we're
but nothing but love to Old Post Beverage.
No. I missed the meeting. I don't know what y'all talking about. Shout out to our sponsor, Old Post Beverage.
Yeah. Right.
Address 3472 Battlefield Parkway. Tell them Sip and Chat, 2 P's, 2 T's, sent you down there. You know, definitely go check V Horn out, man. Go check them out. They got a great establishment down there, locally owned.
Yes, sir.
Locally owned.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Locally owned. Yeah.
So I missed a meeting.
I was there. Let me tell you about the meeting.
Okay, let's talk about it.
Shout out to Shane. Shout out to Rise. Shout out to Boom. The whole conglomerate. This community thing is bigger than everybody. We all playing our part. Pieces in the puzzle, right?
Yep.
But we had a meeting, and Shane led the meeting. And during the meeting, it's a Zoom setup. Randy and I are on the meetings representing Sip and Chat, mm-hmm. along with our other podsters, whatever you call them. Yeah. And it gets around to the introduction. And they go down the list, and it finally gets to Sip and Chat. Well, I have a stackable washer and dryer set up, and just so happened the night I was running a load through the washing machine. And I'd be damned if when they called me to do the introduction, my washing machine didn't start tap dancing across the damn floor. So I had to get up.
Go out on the deck.
Mute the microphone, get up, and then run over to the washing machine and turn it off and then come back. It was horrible. No, this is my life, man. Every day, all day, this is my life. But, yeah, that happened. Anyway, yeah, the meeting. Yeah, crazy.
Hmm.
Washing machine was river dancing.
Mm. Yeah, what you say? It was crip walking.
Yeah. So I'm gonna have to get the update of the meeting.
Yeah, we just got
to get that clarification on that, and I think we'll be good. But either way, nothing but love to Old Post and V Horn and his crew for supporting us as they've done since we formalized our partnership, sponsorship, whatever you want to call it.
We got to get him back on here.
Of course. I think we agreed to that, doing it every so often.
Yeah.
Just so we had a update on like seasonal drinks and stuff.
Right.
Like that.
Yeah, we did.
So with that, what are we drinking today?
Swung by today and got this stuff. Well, I got two things. One I got was the Crown Royal Washington Apple mixed beverage deal that comes in a can,
which is delicious, by the way.
You like that? I hadn't tried
it
yet.
Yeah.
I think Randy, you said you've had it before.
Yeah, but when I used it, I poured Crown Apple in there as well with it, so it gives it another kick.
So you stacked it up.
Yeah,
like it's old exotic ass.
Yeah, exotic. It'll be a little different.
And then we got this Good Neighbor whiskey. Something I just picked up, man. It was last minute. Straight bourbon whiskey, grain neutral spirit. It's a peach and lemon. Golly.
My bad.
Peach and lemon. Something different. A little fruity. I made a concoction or whatever. Randy, you tasted the concoction?
Yeah, thumbs up.
Thumbs up?
For me, yeah. I like it.
Hey, that was really last minute Bennett, man. I put it together in probably about 5 minutes. It's Aperol, Sweetens Cove, which is the Peyton Manning whiskey.
Okay.
And then this stuff, and then white cranberry grape juice. You're going to do what you got to do. But you're going to put it in, you got to put it all in.
I don't know.
At any rate, it's delicious. It's delicious and light.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, let's get reloaded.
Hey, before we get started, man, y'all mind if I get a shout out?
No, go ahead, baby.
Hey, Will Jackson, man. Congratulations on promotion.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
My boy Will got promoted.
Yes, sir.
He got promoted to chief yesterday.
In that thing that we do. We never talk about what we do. People that know us know what we do, but we never really talk about like what we do.
Yeah.
So in that thing that we do, congratulations, Will Jack.
Yeah.
Sweetness in
Sweet Milk
is a new found venture. Yeah. Whatever. Wish him all the luck, all the support, all the love.
Yeah. Chief Sweet Milk.
Yeah. Chief Sweet Milk. Who would ever thunk it?
Yeah. Never thunk it.
And it was great to see.
Yeah.
It was great to see, not just for him,
mm-hmm.
but for his family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And see, that's mm-hmm. what people don't realize. A lot of the success we have is not necessarily for us, but it's for those around
exactly.
us. So, you know, right. for him to have his grandma and his parents and mm-hmm. his wife and kids there, you know, that means something. They're gonna remember that more than he will.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. So it's always great to, and you know, we go support him in that thing that we do.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, brother, we love you, man. Congratulations.
Yes, good man, yes, good man, Big Willie J.
Yeah, one time for Sweet Milk, man. One time.
Good man.
Fan.
So we talked about a part one is just we talked about men's happiness.
Men's happiness, you know, and we were all over happy. The place.
We were, especially Randy's traumatized.
Well, there was like a little 2 minute segment where I went to the left like Paul Walker on the Fast and the Furious movie. It was crazy.
But Randy didn't give a damn though.
He didn't.
Well, if you know him.
Yeah, of course. He does it. Well, yeah, I guess that's all caps, Randy, this past week. Didn't give a damn. He usually don't give a damn, but it was all caps.
He spoke his truth.
Yeah.
Nature boy.
Yeah. He had all kind of adjectives titles.
Yeah. So, you know, and we get to have those conversations because, again, we have a lot of people that come up to us talking about the episodes that they listen to and how it affected them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the part one would be another one that, you know, people will listen to, men will listen to and say, hey, I felt the same way. But leading into part two,
okay,
which is important, you know, I want to ask the question. I want us to talk about it for a few minutes. And it's almost like an unspoken rule, you know, when it comes to men's happiness. So why is it that we don't express what we need because of a fear of maybe judgment, you know, when it comes to our happiness?
I think the definition of masculinity has had a lot to do with that because in the time that we grew up, it was frowned upon to show any kind of emotion and sensitivity and, you know, all the things or whatever. So you didn't express when you were hurt. You didn't express when you were lost or you felt lost, right? You just, someone made the point, we said, dust yourself off and deal with it or whatever. And now we're getting into this new era where men are more sensitive and in tune with their feelings, and we're going to therapy and we're going to the doctor and all the things or whatever. And so a lot of those things that we were told to suppress and put to the back are starting to come to the front, right? And emotions and stuff like that is one of those things.
Yeah.
It's starting to come to the front.
And like we talked about last time, again, we can't take care of anybody if we're not taken care of, you know. So, you know, whether it's relationship, whether it's work-wise, you know, like what our happiness, you know. Go ahead, Randy. Oh, that's Shane. What's Shane?
Shane Money.
Shane.
Shane just walked. Shane Morrow, the mastermind behind Boom Rise and all the things, Amplified Podcast Network, just walking to the building.
We've been trying to get Shane in here for like 7 months.
For Coon's age.
I don't know how long that is for.
My intellectually astute.
Come on in here, brother.
Yeah, come on in here, Shane. Come on in here. Come on in here.
I have nothing to contribute.
Oh, yeah, yes, you do. Yeah, you do. Yes, yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Come on in here. Get some of this. Pause.
So I'm gonna rephrase that question.
Yeah,
I'm gonna rephrase that question. And we're joined by Shane Morrow, the godfather of Rise and all things, you know, excellence when it comes to Rise and Boom and all of that.
Yeah, as far as a community is concerned, I mean, it's definitely community driven.
So let me pose that question again. All right. So why do men feel guilty for wanting simple things? Simple things. Why do men feel guilty for wanting simple things?
So when you say it's simple, what do you mean?
It's simple for you. You know, whether it's, hey, man, I just want you to tell me you appreciate me.
First of all, that wasn't a question. That wasn't the same question that
I said. You did asked. I not say I rephrased? Did I not say I'm going to rephrase the question?
It ain't nowhere near.
I
what you said the
I'm
going to
rephrase the question.
It ain't nowhere near.
Rephrase the question, Randy. Why do you feel guilty? Or why should you feel guilty to wanting simple things?
What did we go wrong?
Well, when it comes to Randy, simple things. It ain't like the
good point
Miguel song.
Good point.
I mean, because Randy, simple for Randy, straps and strobe lights on the ceiling and all the.
I don't know nothing about that. We ain't got to edit that, but I'm gonna speak on that. I don't know nothing about that.
You don't know nothing about the lights on the ceiling?
Well, that's but you said straps. I don't know nothing about that.
Freak.
It's just a podcast.
But let's get back. But yeah, the simple things, like, you know, like this, hey, I appreciate what you're doing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, or hey, I want you to hold my hand. You know, like just whatever simple is for you. It's going to be different for all five of us sitting here, you know, but why is it, you know?
I think when you say simple, again, we talk about objective and subjective, because what's simple for one person may be a whole different deal for another. Thank you, brother. But if you got needs, right, because the whole love languages thing came from the needs and how to get the best person out of the individual, right, to tap into those love languages, whether it's gifts, whether it's time, whether it's touch or whatever it may be, which may be a hard thing for your partner depending on how they were raised and how they express emotions and feelings. So it may be simple to you, but it may be a hard hurdle for that other person on the other end of it. And I think that we get lost in how we see things. And we talked about this before. In relationships, we see the relationship should go a certain way, but we few times give credit to the other person on the other side of it and how they may see it.
Yeah.
Me, I don't like holding hands. I don't. I feel like I am being suffocated when somebody's holding my hand.
So you don't like, there's no spooning with you.
I like spooning. I love spooning. I like being the little spoon, as big as I am. But I despise holding hands. I do. I really do.
Big spoon.
I have a serving spoon. Sweet potato spoon. Damn.
Ladle. But you bring up a good point because it's about, you know, and that's one thing that we like, just to getting to know what our partner likes. Yeah. But more importantly, what we like.
Right.
You know,
that's where the compromise come in, though, right? Because you got to give something to get something. So for my partner, if I want something that may be a difficult thing for them, but they like holding hands, I might have to grin and bear it, you know what I'm saying? And every now and then hold a hand or two, you know what I'm saying?
So that's
where the give and take is. But we circle back around to men's happiness and what that means and what that looks like. And we talked about, like the general consensus of what our happiness is. We talked about work, having a decent job, making a decent income, supporting your family, giving back to the community, and whatever that looks like, and then raising your kids, make sure everyone's secure and safe and stable or whatever. And for a lot of us, watching our kids grow up and be, you know, mature adults and pillars in the community or whatever, we feel good because we know what we invested in it. But it doesn't speak to the individual happiness. Mm-hmm. Right? The fishing, the trips, going to the bar, having cocktails with your homies or whatever.
Listening to nature, don't forget.
Nature boy Ric Flair. We rarely get into those. And like I said, in the age or era that we live in now, men are more in touch with their emotions and their feelings and those things that make them happy.
And
so now those things are starting to come to the front. Fishing is one of those things that, it's kind of like stereotypical. Men go off by themselves and get a fishing rod and go fishing. But he'll say you want to go get a pedicure. You know, say you want to go learn how to skydive or whatever it may be. You know, or you just want to be in a quiet, dark room by yourself until everybody go to hell on somewhere.
Right.
Whatever that may be, we've been reluctant to put those things to the front because, like we said in the last episode, we put everyone else's safety and comfort.
Yeah.
Comfort and everything gets to
front
the front
of ours,
in front of ours, and we sacrifice it, like you said, in your situation. So now you're to a point where
situations,
plural,
marriages.
but because he felt like he sacrificed so much on the front end, by the time everyone was squared away and going about their business, like okay, well, FTW, you said FTK, FTW, right?
No, it was FTK.
What's FTK mean? Don't for the kids.
That's what I meant.
That's
what Randy said.
But that's what I was saying. At that time, they were 18. They were young adults at that time, to the point where I didn't have to worry about them as far as supporting them. But like I said, I will be there, you know, I will be there to support them. But at the same time, I don't have to, it's not one of them situations where I have to make sure that they are taken care of like I would, as a, like I said, from born to 18.
Right.
Let me get into this for a second, because I think that just listening and walking in the midst of your conversation, first of all, what's up? I think that the perception is key. Perception is key. How do we value ourselves to define what makes us happy?
Right.
And I think that sometimes as black men, there are so many different barriers on how to be able to find your joy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that I think it has to be more universal. We're not, when Carlos started to speak about fishing, I thought about, you know, that could be us. I'm from the North. That's a cultural thing, but also it depends on your environment.
Right.
You know, it's, I can't jump up and say that, you know, I was up in New York and I decided to go fishing at on the Brooklyn Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
It just was not my option.
Right.
How does one define their joy? And I think that's universal. I think that we have a lot of more barriers of that because we're folk of color. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think that first we have to dissect who and what we are, be comfortable in. Skin.
Right.
First and foremost.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, and then start looking back. For example, let's look at our stats. How many of us come from two family or two parent families?
Yeah, Randy.
Randy.
Which is a rarity.
Which is an isolated scenario or whatever.
They went on vacation.
So yeah.
Shout out to Randy, man. It's
one time for Randy.
Boom, boom, boom. So I just think that, you know, first, you have to dwell into doing the hard work. And the hard work is taking a look in how you define your joy as a black man. And right now, in the midst of the chaos that we're currently in, on a national, local, regional,
right,
that's still hard.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, to take a look at, because you speak about the children. You speak about for the financial connection that you have for your children under 18 and what have you. Sometimes it's more than just the money. I may not have a dollar, but I could be able to
spend that time.
Yeah, and which for some is priceless, especially if you're raising other children of color.
Mm-hmm.
Just my two takes, y'all. Yep. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
And
one
that's
shame, man.
And that's one thing that we talked about. Like I think we've been trained to tough it out versus talk it out. So to be able to figure out what makes me happy, you know, not what society says makes me happy, but what makes me happy,
right.
You know, whether it's fishing or, you know,
golf,
whatever, as long as it brings you joy. Because again, like I always say, you can't make your family happy or anybody happy around you if you're not happy, you know. And we see that a lot of times in men when it's I'm not happy because of whatever, you know. The service part is here. Like we go take care of our family. You know, we go do the work. Like we're here to serve. But again, when you take a step back, are we happy? Are we happy? You know, are we able to teach our kids to be happy and find that happiness?
And like you made a point the last time, on the last episode, you made a point, can you be fulfilled in making sure that your family is squared away and also maintain your happiness?
Yeah.
Which a lot of times, if you think back on it, you see more cats that the family squared away. They work the hours, they put the time in, they show up, they do the honey-do list, the whole nine yards. When you talk to the kid on the sideline, because you got that dude that's in front of his family, and it's all smiles and grins, and
yeah.
I love my family, everybody's happy. And then you got that dude that when you get him off to the side, you're like, man, this just sucks. You know what I'm saying?
Or he's probably struggling in such a way that
that
facade is there. You know
the facade
I mean?
Is there. He's probably finding his way to the bottom of a bottle or some sort of vice that he got or whatever. And no judgment or anything to that. Everybody got to find a way, right?
Absolutely.
Hopefully everyone's looking to find a healthy way. But in that, how many times have you seen those cats that made sure everyone was squared away, but that cat was also happy, right? It wasn't like dealing with some personal issues or some mental health issues or some stress at home. You know, happy wife, happy life montage, whatever. How many times have you seen that cat that was happy on both sides? You know, truly happy, not just, you know, he go to church or whatever, he prays, drive the church bus, he's deacon board and doing this, doing that, working 80 hours a week and all the things, whatever, but truly the family's good and he's good.
Yeah.
I think I can say that I may know maybe three, maybe four couples like that, but what I was told by at least two of them, it ain't always been like this.
I get that.
So it's it's like they had to work out the kinks.
Okay.
Even for him, and just speaking to him one-on-one, it was never like this. It was rough to a point where we didn't think we were going to make it, you know, but, you know, whatever transpired, whatever came in, took over, and here we are. And here I am. I am happy, you know, aside from having to provide for my family.
Okay. So could some of that have been, you know, like finding that happiness? Because everything starts with us. Everything starts and ends with us as men,
within,
right?
Yeah.
You can correlate that if the house isn't running properly, it's probably because the men aren't aligned like they should be. This is my personal opinion. Okay, but when we find I guess that true purpose or happiness within ourselves, then we're able to get everything around us
So let me just before you
hit go ahead, Randy.
Like you said, align as far as the man, it's all about being equally yoked, though.
I don't know about the equally yoked. I just feel like it, as the house grows, it's dependent on the man. As the man, am I doing everything that I'm supposed to do with God, with myself, with my family, and then everything else to me would fall in order. But if I'm not doing the things that I'm supposed to do as a husband, father, head of household or whatever, mm-hmm. then I can't expect everything in my household or around me to be in order.
So you broke that down a little bit better.
But
it makes sense, though. I get because you're still speaking from an individual standpoint.
Individual standpoint
is what he's saying. True. If within, I'm not lining up with the things that I need to be doing as a provider or as a father, as so on and so forth, then until I get myself right for that alignment to come into play, then everything else will fall into play within my household. So
But again, I agree with you. I mean, didn't mean to interrupt, but the reality is that there has to be some type of negotiation with
balance.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that if you're not right, nothing will be right, no matter how much work that you have to get done.
Exactly.
So it has to start from within.
Right. Right.
First and foremost, because you can't find a negotiating spot or middle ground when you don't know how to define what middle ground is for you.
Right.
So I get what you're saying.
Yeah. But not everything. That's not like 100% like
science. I'm understanding from a standpoint of that if you get right, cool. Yeah, I can hear myself. If you get right, you still got to have a partner that's really get right with you.
That's true.
Because you can be getting right all day long
and
have a partner that ain't about getting right. They're all about what's important to them.
So let me ask you a question real quick.
And that's subjective.
Look past your point. Because that's what I was doing. I was looking past your point just to focus in on his.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree with you on that. That's why I didn't even come from that angle. But getting past that, just think past that, and then getting back to his point. As self. It makes sense.
You've got to get right. I'm not doubting that part.
Yeah.
You've got to get right.
Yeah.
But in order for everything else to line up, you got to have a partner that's willing to get right with you.
Because that goes back.
That's true. But also, it's not my responsibility for
I can't control for
somebody else.
Right. I agree with that.
And at the end of the day, if I can say I did everything and you know, we always say, "Man, I did everything I was supposed to do."
Yeah.
But when we can say that we
marriages,
exactly.
So let me talk.
So
whoa.
No, not you, D.
Go ahead, Randy.
Because I was gonna say something.
Hey, I'm known for it.
I mean, shit, Randy.
I'm known for it. Now you good?
Damn, Randy. I mean,
so let's go back to the last jump.
Sorry, Shane. How you doing, man?
When I talked about the ABCs and the 1, 2, 3s,
he don't like
them.
Go
back and align with self.
Yeah.
But just going back to your point, yes, you know, you got to have that. That to me, that's where that communication piece comes in.
True that.
You know, and that's why I hit you with the being equally yoked, because I was looking at it from the standpoint that Los was saying, you know, go ahead, D.
You good. So go, I know we're talking about starting out, you know, you got to get yourself together and everything. That's a true statement. No doubt. Not going against that. But also during the time you're getting yourself right and you showing the responsibilities and the vulnerability that you have in your family, you would think whoever you with, whether it's a marriage, relationship, whatever, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, they would acknowledge and see the growth that you having. So they will want to pour into you and help you with your happiness, because at the same time, you provide for the kids and your wife, your girlfriend, whoever, you providing them happiness.
Yes.
Thing is, it goes both ways, really.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people don't believe in that 50-50, but 100, of course, 100. you're gonna put 100 into yourself anyway because you came out the womb by yourself. Right, all that right, we get
right,
that.
Right.
But when you say I do, or I love this woman, or I love this man, whoever you choose, you want them to pour into you just like you pouring into them. So right. the happiness will it'll come eventually if you're on that route. But yeah. if you're showing.
If it's one-sided.
If it's one-sided, your happiness is not going to be fulfilled no matter what unless you right. end it.
But again, from an individual standpoint, yeah. and it goes the same way with the other, if I'm doing everything I'm supposed to,
yeah.
right? If she's doing everything she's supposed to.
Well, we ain't going to have no conversation, though, D.
Right. So we can't, but again, we can't control what somebody
I
else
I get
do.
That. Well, throw that out the way.
Yeah.
We can't control nothing. You can't control what your kids do. You can't control what Carlos do. Yeah. But women relationship is not about what controlling does. It's about acknowledging what one is doing.
Yeah.
So I'm with you because I love you and I know that you're going to provide or I know you're going to be that person I can talk to, my best friend, all that, blase, blase, blase. Yeah. But when it comes down to it, if my feelings are in tune with you and I know what you're about and I know what you need, I'm going to pour into you and I'm going to see what you're going
yeah.
through. I'm going to see when you come home from that third job, man, this man don't need to be – or watch no clothes. Or he might just want to be talked to.
Yeah.
He don't
need to be worried.
He don't need to be worried about he left a sock out or yeah. vice versa. Then just not yeah. for the women.
Right.
It's doing it both ways. Men yeah. don't be coming home. Why she ain't got no food on my table? Well, she been taking care of your kids all day.
Exactly.
While you been yeah. out here yeah. lollygagging with the same job. That's part of it.
Yeah. I think same. That what you're saying there and what the key is that people forget, for you to have growth and be comfortable in your home, when the first thing that you have to recognize. You have to communicate.
Yeah. That's off top.
You know, yes. If you're not able to communicate, hey, this is where I'm at.
Yeah.
Whether they understand it or not, exactly. if you're able to articulate where you're feeling, exactly. that's growth.
Yeah. yeah. yeah.
Inside
yeah.
your household.
Exactly.
But the most important thing, that's growth for you.
Exactly.
So if you have your significant other that says, I don't know where the hell you're at. I don't get it. Yeah. Well, you know what? That's all good because I was able to at least share with you at
to
this
tell
moment.
You my feelings.
This is where I'm at.
Yeah.
So there ain't nothing behind
yeah.
what's going on, why exactly. are you doing A, B, and C. I was able to share with you. I was able to communicate. And that's one of the biggest things that we have in our families, especially with folk of color.
Yes.
Because we have a very unique way of not sharing what we really need yeah. to share. And that's why I give y'all so much credit for doing this show on a serious tip. Because there aren't a lot of people that are going to take the extra step mm-hmm. and find someone, sometimes outside of their family unit,
right?
to be able to say, you know what, I'm going through this. I don't know how to get through it.
Right.
But if they're hearing examples, mm-hmm. you know, because when y'all look at Sip and Chip, I know you kikiing, googooing, and everything else up in the mofo. But I think that for me, the connection that you guys have when able to articulate and express what you're feeling only is going to help the individual that's listening.
Right.
Because
right,
half
right.
of the time, we're not going to share
yeah.
that we yeah. don't know what we don't know.
Yeah. yeah. So, yeah. And to piggyback off that, Shane, black men, I don't want to say black men, just men, period, don't want to express how they feel because they feel like they're vulnerable and they're showing some kind of weakness. Mm. That to me, that's, in my eyes, just my opinion,
mm-hmm.
that's selfish, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. because how are you going to expect Carlos or Damien to understand what I'm going through if I don't let them know?
Yeah.
So that, that's yeah. playing one side of the game. But also, too, a lot of, in a relationship, I feel like, when you don't express how you feel until the end, when you explode, and they look at you like, oh, you just mad.
Yeah.
But you don't. You felt like you was giving them signs before my explosion,
mm-hmm.
In your opinion.
Yeah,
instead of coming out verbally saying, this is what I need, this is what I want.
Yeah, no signs. You know, could have been
exactly.
anger, a sign yeah. of anger and not coming exactly. with communication,
yeah.
you know, to express like, hey, I need to holler at y'all, man. I got
issues. I mean, I got some issues.
So, well, what y'all just said, because I have a question with that. Mm-hmm. So, can men show emotion without losing respect?
Depends
on the
individual. Can I answer that?
Yeah,
go ahead. Go ahead.
I feel like, to me, you can, because I think if you showing your vulnerability and you showing that you're going through something, to me, that gains more respect than because you're showing that you needing help.
Yeah.
And that's the point. Awesome. Like, with me, you know, I needed help. You know, D, we don't have so many conversations. You know, it's okay. I'm in tune with myself to know that I'm going through something emotionally.
Yeah.
And I know I need some help. And sometimes the conversation, talking to Carlos or you, it brings me back down to where I need to be.
Yeah.
And that, to me, I feel like that just being a man, you know, it just no doubt. Because when you try to put up this facade like you tough and you not going through nothing, you steady breaking yourself down minute by minute, second by second, hour by hour because you're trying to be tough.
Yeah. But and you hurting somebody. You hurting somebody.
But it's growth at the same time.
Yeah. You got to be –
You gotta be willing to express yourself.
It's gotta be the right person too, though.
Yeah, true enough.
You know, because you've got people that still think in the mindset of when a man shows vulnerability, it shows weakness. So when you share something with that person, you do lose a bit of respect for them because of the way that their mind is wired is that okay, you're not a man because a man would just suck it up. I think the word that Clint used was what was that word? Was the word damn it, what was that word?
Clinton?
Stoic. Mm. Stoic. Mm. He said Clinton. he kept using the word stoic. And he was saying that there were times that emotions aren't fitting for the situation.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Had a situation like that, seriously.
But I will argue with that, though, because why do I have to pause on my emotions?
Because of who you are.
Because of the person sitting in front of me. Why can't I be emotional? Why can't I express and show vulnerability without worrying about it coming around and slapping me in the face and being used
because
against
I think
me
it's,
or weaponized?
I think it's as a society, it's that silent expectations, provider, protector. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, yeah, I think that's what it is.
True that. But also, too, I guess to pick it back off this as well, this also can weed out the real people in your life, too.
Yeah.
Because if they're not about your happiness,
marriages
is marriage. Damn. So I feel like too, if they not all about you, man. I mean, what are we talking about?
You know, can I say something real quick? Because D, you said all about you, but I think you have to be all about you.
But that's understood though, D. I'm talking about when you're in a relationship with somebody or either some close friend.
I don't care.
Friend,
I don't. Yeah. So here's my mindset, and that's like, I'm responsible for my happiness.
No doubt.
Everything that I do is to make me happy. I think when I start putting expectations on everybody else to make me happy, it's not, you know.
But it's not expectations for other people, though, D. Yeah. Off top, we're going to make ourselves happy no matter where it's here right now or 2 years from now or whatever. That's our goal. Like I said, we came out the womb by ourselves. We in this thing by ourselves initially. But you still want to put yourself.
That boy having some problems. He can't even get ice.
That boy, yeah, I ain't low. I mean, I'm happy for you, man, but you can do it. Damn, you all right? Oh, shit, I forgot what I was going to say. What I'm saying is.
Now the commercial break.
Yeah. Back in a minute.
See what you're investing in, Shane.
Damn.
Well, what I'm saying, though, you're going to do that anyway, but you still want to put yourself in a situation where you're surrounded by people who got your best interest no matter what.
But it takes growth, though, right?
True
because,
that.
Because somebody else, other people have their own upbringing, their own struggles, their own – like they
I get that.
They have to find – just like how we have to find our happiness – yeah. Other people have to find their happiness.
But that's what comes in communication. But even
communication,
communication
is a taught behavior, though.
It's a taught behavior. But also, too, you can if that person who you with and you choose to be with in a marriage or relationship or whatever, sees what you're doing. And again,
but you're putting expectations.
It's
on
not
somebody
an expectation. I don't feel like an expectation. That's just my opinion.
I love the conversation.
I feel like that's being responsible because I want the best for you, and I see if I'm lacking on something.
Yeah,
prime example.
It's reciprocation.
But it's not expectation. It's a desire.
It's a desire.
Along
good word. Because if I see you doing something,
fire and desire.
Because if I see, the thing about it, D, if I see you, if just say we have a problem with something, right?
Yeah.
So just say, just for example, someone's drinking all the time or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I see that we go from 10 drinks a week to I start seeing D going to 7, 6. Dang, I want to get just like D. I want to pour into him and get just like him so this thing can be better. That's a desire I have to fulfill your happiness because I see you going toward the right way.
Yeah.
And if I'm all into you as a friend,
You're going to he's going to reciprocate that to you.
So it's not a responsibility. It's just putting yourself in a situation with people who really care about you and who really understand what you're going through, who sees what you're going through.
I like what Shane said, that desire.
Yeah.
That desire. Yeah. But as men, we're problem solvers, right? Naturally, I could be wrong. Yeah. There's no scientific proof about it.
Some are, not everybody. Yeah.
But I feel like men are naturally problem solvers, right?
Yeah.
Whereas, and I'll say women, I don't know what they're, you know, I don't know.
Women, from one of the ones I done seen or just heard from, a woman, they desire a man to protect them.
Protect, provide.
Hear them out.
Yeah.
Be a confidant. Just be somebody they can talk to.
Yeah.
And trust. Whereas me, my personal opinion is I just want you to be able to be open just like me. Like if I come and talk, just say tomorrow, I say, hey, I want to quit my job. I don't need to hear, well, what you doing? What's wrong with your money?
Yeah.
I want to be able to hear, all right, baby, let's talk about it. You okay?
Right.
And then let's move forward and try to make it happen. Not the beat down first, then you want to bring me up after you hear what I'm saying.
Right.
It's the security.
Right.
To me, it's the conversation and going back into like wanting what you give to whatever the relationship is or wanting what you give to that individual. You got to have that reciprocation.
Yeah, I too, man.
I mean, to me, it's key. It's important.
Yeah.
So just to pivot for just a second, I love the conversation because, again, how many other people are going to listen to this and say, man, I feel the exact same way.
Yeah.
You know, like I have the same conversations in my head, you know, but not realizing that, hey, you're not the only one that is going through
this. Speaking out loud
about it,
Communication is the key, man.
Yeah.
And communication ain't always got to be, hey, baby, you know, this is where I'm going. Sometimes it need to be those uncomfortable conversations to get your point across.
Absolutely.
Randy made a point some episodes ago where he said that when somebody tells him that they love him or that they miss him, and you hear it all the time, it's like, okay.
This becomes redundant.
What's different this time?
Right.
And I think that's filler for those conversations that need to be had. Like, having like, this is what I'm going through this week, or when you said this, it made me feel blase, blah, or whatever. Yeah. Those I love yous, I miss yous, just which they're important.
Right.
Don't take anything away from them.
Right.
But if they're all the time.
So general.
Yeah.
What does it mean?
What
loses traction. For me, it loses traction.
Versus like having those conversations like, tell me about your day.
Yeah.
No fluff, no I'm all right, I'm okay. Yeah. Tell me about your day.
Yeah, let's dive deep into it.
Or on Sundays, let's sit down, me and you. And talk about this past week and some of the things that we liked about what happened this week and some of the things that we did not care for.
Yeah.
And then move forward.
But Carlos, if it's redundant and what you're saying, Randy, that, you know, it becomes redundant. It's like, okay, I'm tired of hearing that. That means that something had occurred early on that should have been addressed.
That trauma.
So.
Yes.
And maybe so, rightfully so.
No.
I'm just thinking, like to the point where it's redundant.
Mm-hmm.
You hear it so much, you hear it, but I don't see the action.
Yes.
But I think that goes back again about how are we communicating? Because when it does become redundant, if in fact it becomes redundant, how do you articulate that to your individual? That you're able to say, this doesn't work for me.
Yeah, I mean, and I just think you just be straight up. Like, hey, the whole idea, I get it. You know, I'm not saying that you don't, and I'm not saying that I don't love you, miss you, or whatever the case may be. But when there's constant, I love you, and the way I put it, Shane, it was like every time you leave the house or every time you get off the phone, every time, like for me, that part, let me miss that. Don't tell me every time and just, it be a situation where.
Let me throw this to you. You have somebody that constantly says, I love you.
Mm.
You're like, oh, I'm so sick of hearing that. How about if that person died?
Glad you said that. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you said that. So my thing is, I had that conversation before. So my thought was, so you're going to have to wait until something bad happens before you can tell me, for you to say, well, this is why I tell you. This is why I've told you.
But then I counteracted it. Did you ask?
Yeah. So for me, yes. Mm. So for me, yes. So I'm. So when it comes to like the, the shit that I've been through, I always want to know why do you love me and how do you love me.
So then but, I throw it back at once again about our growth.
Yeah. Right.
Were we able to say, and I'm just using this for an example.
Right.
Were you able to say during that particular time, I need that because?
Oh, absolutely.
And the response that you got was, if you don't mind me asking, well, if you was,
oh, okay, or okay, I get it, but it wasn't in great detail, you know. So for me, I'm all about detail.
Mm-hmm.
So if I can tell you,
but you are, right. That doesn't mean that everybody else.
So
is.
so what I do understand and know, and that was I was going to bring a point up with a point that was made here. I do understand that first of all, everybody don't know how to love. Everybody don't know why they want to be loved.
Right.
So you turn around and ask that question to individuals that, you know, whoever that you're involved with, well, how is it that you want to be loved? Like I mentioned.
Let me ask you something. What if I just never heard I love you or I miss you?
So let's go. So let's go back to it. It's all about communication coming from that individual.
But still, like, you know, somebody may be telling you that because they never heard that.
But
you know,
I'm saying
they haven't.
Still, at the same time, it comes with community. But look, if I hear something redundant, I'm one to take deep dives into conversations about yourself.
But so, remember, when it comes to communication, and I'll say this till I'm in the grave. Communication is a taught behavior. We don't come out just knowing how to communicate.
So that's why
we have to be taught.
So that's why I do dive deep on the other side. Yeah. Because like I've told individuals, you're not me. You don't think like me.
You're right.
I get it.
You're right, Randy. Randy, you hell. Randy, I love you so much. Hey, I'm not lying, Randy. Boy, your ass hell on weed. And you said a lot of people don't have to love. I want to chime in so bad and say, everybody got to love Randy. Randy. But you know what? I'm going to give you props on this, Randy. Hey, man, I respect you so much on this, for real. The last two conversations that we done had with this podcast, I respect you so much because, Randy, you know what you want and you know what you ain't gonna deal with. But at the same time, Randy, boy, damn, man.
And I'm gonna say this, man.
I'm not lying.
But don't you want reciprocation?
You want reciprocation, but Randy, sometimes now me and you talking.
Yeah.
Don't pay these no attention. Now also too, is it when I heard you say redundant about somebody telling you they love you when they leave the house or whatever, get off the phone, right?
Yeah.
Is some of the past trauma involved in that? Not
for me.
Just you or them appear because
I don't know.
Everybody says they love you. Well, the same thing this person said, but they treated me totally opposite. So in my mind, when you say you love me, I want you to prove it so I can understand this. Because this redundant shit is just like a general statement. Hey, I love you. I love you. Okay, whatever. Boom, boom, boom. But you start thinking back about the things you done went through prior relationships.
Yeah, I don't. For me,
I'm just asking. I'm not getting personal.
Yeah, but for me, it's not a situation of past trauma or anything like that.
Because I'm gonna tell you how it was for me. I'm big on communicating. Hey, I love you, man. And I really mean when I tell people that when I love them, when I get off the phone, because I don't have a small. I don't have a big
circle. Yeah,
so if I'm telling you I love you, I love you, man. I don't give a damn who around because I'm a man. I don't give a damn about all that.
Right.
I don't care if you think I'm a man. I don't care.
Right.
But the things that transpired in my life
is
different from your life. And
right,
Damon,
right, right.
So, you know what I mean?
So cool. Right.
And I remember when I started my relationship with my wife, it wasn't, I leave the house, I love you. But when I did say it, I was like, I love you. But I used to be.
Yeah, you was lazy.
I was just saying it. Right. I still be mad as hell for something she did.
Okay.
Until I grew as a person. It goes back to your own happiness and being mature and learning. It ain't all about you, Daryl, or whatever.
Right, right, right.
And I started seeing the growth for me saying that to her, to my kids all the time. And now that's a normal thing. Like, my daughter's going to tell me, I love you, Dad, when I get off the phone. I love you too, baby. Boom.
Right.
And it's not like I had to think about it. But before I did, it was more like a grudge in my mind because I don't want to tell her I love her, even though I need to say it because that might be the last time I see her or who they see me.
Right, right.
But it's more like an ego thing and things in the past. Like, I didn't know how to let stuff go. Because Damon always say, I hold grudges. Yeah. But it's more like, I don't hold grudges. Like, I just treat me how I treat you.
Yeah.
And it's naive to say, because like I say, everybody's not going to be on the same page as you. And ain't nobody going to love the way you do.
Yeah,
so you got to come to a common ground.
Right.
Did you
see the love? Did you receive the love?
Of course, I think I was a Randy, too. Like,
he's a what?
A Randy. Dun, 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 dun. Get it? The way you what love Rambo? Me is not the way I want it. I didn't see it. How can I say this? Like, I didn't feel the love like I wanted.
So it's not a certain way that I want to be loved. Let's clear that. It's not a certain
way. No, I'm not saying you did. Yeah, I'm just saying,
but
like,
I'm just saying,
yeah,
you know, for anybody that's listening, it's not a certain way. It's just like, to me, like I said, it's reciprocation.
Yeah.
If I show you, also tell you
yes.
how and why I love you, at some point, you should be able to tell me the same thing.
But Randy, is that fair? Because I shouldn't have to, if I love you, I'm showing you by actions too. Wait a minute, because you could tell me a minute. Hold on. This is just my opinion.
So I got
to assume. You could tell me you love me all the time, but then 2 days later, you showing me the totally opposite.
But so, I got to assume.
And I rocked with him on that.
I got to show.
Because for me, I don't necessarily have to hear I love you all the time. Mm-mm. I pay attention
to the little things.
It's the little things, whatever.
Agreed.
And when I see that, it's like, okay, I appreciate you. I know you love me because...
Because of the little things that you've done.
And it's not materialistic things.
Right.
It's just those little things.
Right.
Those
things. Right. Exactly.
You thought of me in this.
Yeah. Exactly.
Go ahead, Shane. What was you about to say?
Well, no, I'm what I hear... Like Rambo, is that
that's what it is.
Black Rambo.
when we're faced with continually to ask someone, what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
Why you say you love me? What does that mean? The issue may be both parties.
And what
I mean by that is that it's something that just was stated earlier about trauma.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But
right.
It's more than just a trauma. Mm-hmm. It's being comfortable, being able to hear that and leave it there.
Mm-hmm.
And just leave it there. Because if I got to constantly prove to someone, I said it. Now you want me to prove it?
Yeah.
After a while, you'd be like, well, damn, I done said it 20 damn times. Yeah. You know?
Detail how I love your ass. Man, come on, man.
Hey, count the ways.
Yeah.
Right. Show me.
You pull it off the gun, Black Rambo. Tell me what you mean.
Yeah, man.
But it goes back to the root. I always say to folks, and I say to my kid, I say to anyone that wants to hear it, despite of all that you go through, if you can't go back to your root and be able to still grow, if that root is corroded, it's done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's in any relationship. That's in any type of communication. If you go back to the root and the root is corroded, it's done.
Right.
But that also means from within.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think that we have to find a balance about, you know, when someone says, I love you, we shouldn't challenge it. We should embrace it. Then see how what occurs from the actual words. Because yes, sometimes you do need that physical thing saying, okay, they're proving it is proving that they love me. But also too, they ain't no damn dog.
Right.
They
ain't gonna exactly.
You know. Yeah. So it's like if I say Lassie come on over, Lassie don't come over, I'm like, well, why did you come over?
Yeah.
You know, I feed you every day. Yeah. You say you love me.
Yeah. I hope you listen to this, Randy.
Yeah,
I hope you listen to this.
We ganging on your ass today, Randy.
But seriously, I take it in, but at the same time.
Pause. This is a family show, man.
So let me ask you all this. So if no one tells you how they love you, you just assume what that looks like.
Can I answer that?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Well, to me, I'm gonna notice what you're doing.
Right.
For me,
that's
okay.
What I'm saying.
For me, so I've been.
I think y'all missing the point. I've been. I'm saying ahead, when it, when. I'm saying when that's not happening.
At all. What do you mean, like just total?
What? Yes. When well, it's that, not. When it's well, not.
Why, well, what is the question though? If it's not happening total, 5-10 years later, right?
Mm-hmm.
You should have known that in the beginning,
right? I'm not, and I'm not.
So if you knew that in the beginning, and you gave her a time frame,
mm-hmm.
2 years later, it didn't happen. Did you acknowledge that?
Mm-hmm.
Did you acknowledge it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you talked about it. You gave it another chance 2 more 3 years later, whatever,
mm-hmm.
and it's still not acknowledged. Then that's not on you because you. For one, you have communicated
right.
your needs and wants and things of desire, whatever.
But
Shane,
but,
desire,
but.
Desire, Shane, desire.
Desire, desire.
But you also, if it's what you want, have to give that person room for growth.
So what I'm saying, y'all speak as if I don't do that. I haven't done that.
This is an intervention know. For Randy.
So,
but y'all making it out to be
one more thing, Randy. Like for me, like I told you, Randy, I respect you, man. Like it's nothing because a lot of men don't. They say what they want and they be like, oh, I'm a bend a little bit. Yo, man, you stick with it.
And that's good though,
and it's good though because you know what you want because you protecting your feelings too with everything. But like with me, I've been my wife 28 years.
Yeah.
So see, in college. So we went from boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we went through all the growth or whatever to, hey, she don't love me. He don't love me. We just young, you know, the mature level. And I understand that because I had to sit back and understand, hey, man, we didn't know what love was back in 20s and 21s and 23, 24. And then we had that growth spurt where, okay, this is what we doing.
Mm-hmm.
And we still had, you know, it's a marriage. Like I always mm-hmm. tell people, if you meet somebody and say, hey, man, that's a beautiful thing, marriage. You better get away from them because they about to be divorced. They lying. I'm just being honest. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like when you go through things young and through marriage and you survive it and you keep trying to grow on it, that's what it's about. You know what I mean? Because all those people try to put up this facade like everything's beautiful. Yeah, marriage is beautiful. It can be.
Yeah, depending on if you got trials and tribulations.
It depends on if you got those two people who want to say the thing, do the thing that we talking about.
Yeah,
they desire one another.
Yeah.
They communicate.
They want
others to be happy, right?
You know, right, right.
So,
There's moments in one's life, I was told from my great-grandmother, we go through 7 stages in our life.
I heard.
You know, there's old school.
Yeah.
And they call it soul searching. Mm-hmm. You know, you go through 7 stages. That's by yourself, and also that's also included who you with.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and it always goes back to the root. As mm-hmm. you're going through your soul searching period, because you do it in your teens, you do it in your 20s, mm-hmm. you do it in your late 20s, all of these particular milestones
right.
mm-hmm. inside your life, you go through a soul-searching period because you always, the soul-searching period is always going back to your root. To look at your own personal growth and your growth with inside your household and family or community. Mm-hmm. When you recognize during the midst of your season mm-hmm. of saying that this is not for me, I'm not getting what I need.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you have tried 2 or 3 times and just stated,
mm-hmm. right.
those are the levels when you say, you know, oh, can you cuss on your show?
Yeah.
This shit ain't working.
Right, you out.
This shit, and I'm out because, right. but then from there should not be any bitterness.
Marriages.
Yes. Bonds.
The randages.
Black rumble.
That's what it is. The randages.
Hey, Shane will say randyisms.
Randyisms. You're right. But Shane is a randyism. I just think that, you know, the blessing of it all, you know, and Carlos, the blessing of it all is that when you can recognize your own personal growth
right.
and when you're inside of a midst of a storm inside your household, mm-hmm. you should have the strength to be able to articulate, this don't work.
Right. Yeah.
Now, mm-hmm. we either change or I got to cut the root.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And start growing again.
And it starts, like, with yourself. To me, it starts with yourself.
But that's what we all been saying. It's within self.
Yeah. You know? So, but if I'm not doing everything that I'm supposed to be, whatever that looks like.
Yeah, you can't point the finger or want that other person to do.
Because one thing that we do as men, we talk about how unhappy we are because we're not putting in the work.
Yeah. Well, I don't do that.
Yeah.
I don't do that. I put the work in to be happy.
Hey, man.
I put the work in to be happy.
Purposeful.
Purposeful.
I mean, I get it, man.
Purposeful. Yeah. Shout out to Sean for purposeful.
Two P's, two T's.
The ravishing Randy quotes of the day.
Guys, time out. Yes. We went 143, I think, the last episode. We're at 1 hour right now.
Okay.
On the dime, actually. So we can rock on.
Yeah, let's just break on. Let's just break it up in segments if that's the case.
We go rock on.
We're gonna rock on. Okay, keep it moving. Keep it moving. Let's go.
We got a little static somewhere.
I'm going. I like to say, all jokes aside, you know, again, I say this to y'all because I mean it. When we started this whole creative experiment about doing Amplify and being able to watch this collective of voices be able to be amplified in our community, you know, one of the things that I was most proud of and continue to be proud of is Sip and Chat, simply because this is a rarity to have three. And then when I said walking in, four intellectually astute black men sitting together to have a conversation.
I don't know about okay. Well, I tried.
I'll take it. I'll take it. Hey, I don't even know if he's talking about me, but I'll take
it. No, but you know, it's a blessing. You know, when you look at all that we have done inside this community, and I'm saying collectively, all of us, and to know that you have a platform that people are listening to and they're learning from.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whether that's positive or negative.
Right.
Because any response is a good response. I'm a firm believer in that.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
You know, and to see the growth, you know, I was just looking at some of the actual analytics in regard to some of the numbers in regard to downloads and what have you. It's impressive to see that this is for us, by us, owned collectively by us. But what you're doing is making a difference. I know we're all laughing and I'm having my Apple Crown Royal.
He's sipping.
We chatting. But what a blessing to know that, and I'm serious when I state, what a blessing to know that, you know, you have this platform that you're using.
Yeah.
You got a platform that you're using, and the growth to be able to have someone to say, wow, they really made sense to me.
And that's good, Shane. That's great. But remember that you gave us this platform to use.
Right. Shout out, Shane.
You know.
The platform is yours, my brother.
Yeah.
I just think that we were able just to amplify your voices.
Yeah. Right. And what you're doing in this community, what you're trying to do in this city is being noticed. And we're, you know, part of that,
yeah,
you know,
product of it,
that product, you know, to be able to have our voices heard, you know, to continue to do what you set out, you know, with Boom and Rise. And you know, we're enjoying ourselves, you know.
Well, I see this.
We are really
I see this while I'm here.
And truth be told, like we have had people, you know, all of us at some point come up to us and talk to us about the episodes that resonated with them.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
You know, and talk to us about, you know, what they went through and they were going through and how, you know, so it's been very impactful. And you know, we're going to have a good time on here. We're going to have a good time.
Absolutely.
But
yeah, well, yeah.
What it say, if I reach one person.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, and we're reaching.
Mm-hmm. I think that sometimes, you know, we're on this kick now. You know, Rise has been here, 10 years? This is a 10-year anniversary. You know, and I tell folks that, you know, don't look for those short-term spotlights. Look for that long-term sustainability to make your impact. You know, so I see folks come and go. We all have.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
In this absolutely. Community. Yes. We've seen folks come and go. But what is the purpose?
Right,
yeah.
If your purpose is not true and what you're doing, because what you guys, the purpose is real. If the purpose ain't true, it's not sustainable.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so and I say that to my community, saying that don't be deceived by some of the okie doke. And don't be bamboozled by folks saying that I'm here for you when the platform is not that solid.
Yeah.
This so, right here is solid.
So yeah. So let me say this, because we have had great conversations when it comes to men's happiness, and we've had great, you know, conversations. But what I want to do, if y'all are cool with, Shane, I want to give you this opportunity to just talk about what you're trying to do out here with Rise and Boom and the things that you're trying to do to change the city, you know.
Well, I hear through the grapevine that, you know, I have some issues with some folks in this city.
Yeah.
So I said you was going to anger management class.
You know what? We're going to pray on that.
We love you, brother. We love you.
We're going to pray on that. But I will say this, is that what we do, I always recall when it started this whole thing going, and in a nutshell, y'all, I always say that I go back to that very first question I got from the media saying, what is this? And my thing was that, and my response was that this is what the community needs for it to be, period. I don't think that people really understand is that we don't have a lot of positive outlets. Mm-hmm. That keep the doors open for all that is needed. And I think that's what we're trying to accomplish, you know, without trying to, again, hit that spotlight, without trying to always be in the mix. Sometimes it's great to work in the shadows.
Yes.
You know, sometimes it's great for us to work in the shadows because that's when you make the most impact. Because you have people that come to you that normally would not talk to you.
Yeah, that would be me.
Black Rambo.
Yeah, I work in the shadows.
You know, but it's a blessing. I think that what Rise has been able to accomplish is not just one person. It's collectively all of us. We are a community.
Right.
You know, and you brothers right here have continuously make sure that our foundation is solid, you know, for what we do. You know, I don't feel as if I have to go out there and be bragging, as folks say, or, you know, be out in the mix about, well, we got this, we got that. You ain't got to do all that.
Right.
You know, the main thing that you got to do is to be able to be very clear on what you could be able to do for your folks, but also in the same breath, when you get one person, they say thank you, and they mean it, you've done your job.
Yeah, it's very sincere. Yeah.
You know, you've done your job, and I think that's what we've been able to do. When I think about you brothers that I have known over the years, to have you collectively together to be able to do what you're doing right now, that brings me nothing but joy, pure joy, because there's nothing out there in this community like y'all. You know, I look at how we've been able to accomplish with Boom. You know, that was an experiment.
Right.
It was an experiment. This podcast was an experiment.
Is. I think we're still in the is phase.
Right, we're still in the is phase.
Still a work in progress.
We're a work in progress. But I was sharing with somebody recently, that I let go of God. I was sharing with someone recently that they was like, oh, you know, this is the brand new that you've done. I said, no, we've been doing it for a while. We just didn't have to share it.
Right.
We were back on 90, with another channel. How about that? I'll just say that on another channel when we did the Jazz and Duke Experience. You know, we're one of the top-rated shows at that particular time on Sundays. You know, but we didn't have to toot the horn.
Right.
You just got somebody to say, thank you. I got your message. You meant a lot. When you see people in these streets, just as each and every one of you that works in the community, you don't save somebody one way or another, whether that was on your job personally or whether that's something that you did professionally.
Yeah.
You have saved somebody because they heard you. You helped them. And that's all that I think that we continue to do. You know, I think that especially right now, and then I'll shut up, especially right now in the midst of the chaos that we are going through, and how do we navigate to these streets? You know, as folk of color, how do we navigate these streets to be make sure that we're seen, respected, but also in the same breath, remind people that we can come to the table too, right. You know. So I think that's where my anger management comes in at, to letting folks know that we're all allowed to come to the table. So yeah. I thank y'all
compassion.
Compassion. So I thank y'all for giving me the platform, you know, to be able to share my little soliloquy.
So let me ask you this, Shane. What is it that we as a community, right, we as a city can do to support Rise and Boom and Shane Morrow?
First and foremost, continue to keep us in prayer. You know, I believe in the power of, I believe in the power of prayer and positive thoughts on Real Tip. You know, I don't ask people to give huge donations and whatever. That's not what we do. I can't speak for our community partners. I can only speak for Rise. I'm not out there hitting every door talking about give me a dollar. You know, because 85% of the dollar that we raise goes right back into the community.
Yeah.
You know, that's real talk. But I think that what I would like to answer your question, be present. Be present. You know, a lot of things that we host are absolutely free. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's top, and if I do say so myself, it's top tier stuff.
Yeah.
You know, from Kiki Wyatt, well, we'll talk about that one later.
Kiki, we love you. Interesting. That was definitely interesting.
Yeah, we love you, Kiki. Come on back.
A Kiki Hill.
But aside from Kiki, Moonchild, yeah, Peter Moonchild. Collins,
Robert Cat Robertson,
yeah, Eric Robertson.
Y'all, I was looking at that. We have had over 50 artists that we brought to Chattanooga for free.
Yeah,
you know, so and that ranges from Take Six to Layla Hathaway to Kiki White. I love you, Kiki.
Ruben Stutter, Avery Sunshine.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, but that's the whole thing about entertainment. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, we're entertainment, but also too, we have different levels in regard to community programming. So it goes from our creative entrepreneurs, not giving them a handout but a step up. That's where Boom has been successful at.
And talk about Boom. Like talk about Boom and the opportunities that are given to
those entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
Local entrepreneurs.
You know, it started out as a fluke. It started as somebody coming to me. We've always been unofficially a community hub when you think about it, y'all. From our times being on ML King to when we acquired this piece of property, and also, you know, as of late, it's this week, 1 year ago, that we were able to acquire the three storefronts on Glass Street. So that's what we have, Boom. And Boom stands for Black and Brown Owned and Operated Marketplace. But please keep in mind, I had someone of another color come in and say, "It's just for black people." And I was like, if you're in the door, no.
Yeah.
This is for all of us. Yeah. And it was a welcome surprise. But say all that, Boom started out as a fluke. It really started out to be able to put a spotlight on some of our creative hustlers in these streets who did not have a brick and mortar to be able to showcase their products. But also in the same breath, they didn't have some of the resources. So in a nutshell, we just went ahead and said, what can we do to provide that? We opened this up, we bought the building, last year? Yeah, November 20th, right?
Yep.
We opened up Boom in April of this year. Long story short, we've given over $7,000 in community grants for the entrepreneurs. We've had over 32 entrepreneurs that we participated in. We've had them involved in stuff like Pops on the River, where they actually paid for the fees. We have seen growth. Mm-hmm. We have seen growth. We just recently had a youth entrepreneurship workshop where we gave out free computers that are actually sitting all behind y'all right now.
Okay.
That we gave to the kids. It's a continual piece of community work that continues to evolve. You know, and I think that we're agile enough to make sure that everything that we do, if there's a need, we'll make it happen.
Right.
You know, unlike some other organizations, this is their mission, this is what we do. With us, and with the blessing of y'all, we're able to quickly adjust. Mm-hmm. You know, whether that's giving out a micro grant to help somebody with their marketing, whether that's right now, I'm looking at the current vendors that we have. I know one in particular, shout out to Cookie Collection. This girl is on point, selling all of her stuff, and she is growing. She's getting ready to use our teaching kitchen now. We're excited. I think, again, it's all because of collectively all that we've done together. Okay. Any more questions before I get up out of here?
Man, same. Well,
from us to you, from Sipping Chat to you, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, not only for the opportunity for us to be able to sit here and have these conversations that we've had in the moments that we've had them here under the roof of Rise.
Yeah, for opening that door.
Yeah, yeah, for opening the door for us. So thank you. And also thank you for what you're doing in the community.
Absolutely.
In an interview one time, I was asked if I was a superhero, which one would I be? Mm-hmm. And I chose the Hulk.
Really?
And I see you as the same, in the same light.
Okay.
Because the Hulk was considered to be one of the good guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But now the Hulk, when he got mad or whatever, and he started tearing stuff up or whatever, that would sometimes get lost in translation, right?
Are we the Green Hulk or the Red Hulk?
the original Luferigno Hulk. but thank you for what you do, brother.
No, thank
you. Not only for what you've done for us, opening the door and letting us come in here and record and make history in our own light, but yeah, also what you do in the community, man. We really appreciate
Absolutely.
You. Flowers to you.
Absolutely.
For what you do locally yeah. and abroad in the city of Chattanooga and wherever else you're putting your footprint in.
I appreciate y'all for the
libations.
Sip of chat. But I say to you as I walk out, how blessed, seriously, you know, that I am that you do what you do. And I mean that. Yeah. You know, I ain't got to bullshit nobody. Right. Y'all mean something to somebody. Mm-hmm. You're black men. Your voices are being heard. That right there is spectacular because it's consistent. Y'all show consistency. So I'm just really... No. You know, so.
Yeah, you're right, Shane. We show consistency. You're right.
Black
you're
Rumble.
Right. Listen, you're right.
There's a quote, James Baldwin, and I have it written down in my office. And I keep it, you know, low so when I pull back from my desk, I can see it. But not everything that is face can be changed, but nothing can be changed unless it's face. Mm. And that's what I think about Rise and everything that you do, Shane, in this yeah. community, because it is very important, you know, and it's changing lives
right.
at some point. Right. You know, right. it may not be right now, but I'm telling you,
legacy that you're
putting in place is going to be in Chattanooga for years to come.
You will live a long time in this city from the effects that you've done and the people that you've touched
yeah.
and the lives that you've changed, and not a lot of people can say that.
Yeah.
And in a good way.
I need more liquor. Y'all messing me up. All right, I gotta go now. All of the accolades. It's hard to hear them, but I'm blessed to have them, and thank y'all so much. And for folks that are listening, continue to now, listen to Sip and Chat.
Before you go, where can we find more information on Rise, Boom, and anything else you have going on, please?
Hit the streets. Hit the streets. No, y'all, follow us on social media, y'all. That's the best way I always tell folks. Follow us on social media. You know, you can go to our website, which is risecha, that's C-H-A, risecha.org. And again, come on down to Boom. Come down to Rise. But continue, my friends, as you listen right now, continue to listen. Make sure that you are subscribing to Sip and Chat. This is where you need to put your energy at, for real.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Love you, man.
Thank you. Love you, Shane.
All right.
Got a brother sweating.
Man, this has been another great episode.
Man. Is that his phone?
No, that's not it.
Okay. Another great episode of Sip and Chat, fellas, man. This has been great. D, I think we're going to have you on again, man. D has been.
D might be a fourth sipper, man.
Oh, no, man. I appreciate y'all for real.
D might be the fourth sipper, man. I don't know. He got the vibe, man.
I'm a sober sipper, man. You know what I mean?
There's no parameters on what you're sipping.
But yeah. I do want to say this, though. This is good for me mentally, for real. And I appreciate y'all. And I'm not just saying it because I'm on Sip and Chat today.
Yeah.
I don't care about that. If I wasn't on here, Randy, I know we play all the time, but I appreciate you as well. Oh, like I say, man, just some of the small, like I'm a big person. I pay attention to the small things.
Right.
And that's one of the things I need to do, what you're doing. Like, own up to what you really want and stand by that. Yeah. Because sometimes I stray away from that and I put others in front of me and then I get out of focus of what I need to do.
Right.
That's not a bad thing. It's
no,
just
no, no.
Like we all need to do that.
Right.
But just mentally for me, just to get away sometime and talk to y'all and man, be around y'all, just hear yeah. and laugh, man. That does so much for me because it's a struggle for me up and down every day. I'm not gonna lie, I'm an overthinker. So
up and down, didn't it?
Yeah, up and down like that. it's a struggle for me every day mentally, and I acknowledge that because I'm yeah. overthinking. I overthink like to the fullest, man. Like it's no ending thinking with me.
Yeah.
So I need that. So I want to give y'all the flowers where I can and appreciate y'all, man. Real talk.
Well, one thing you need to know is that. You're welcome here anytime.
Thank you.
And that whatever struggles you're going through, you're not the only one going through yeah. them. And I'm not just saying that to you. I'm saying it to anybody that's listening to this podcast, this particular episode, because even though you're going through something,
mm-hmm.
there's somebody on the other end of this yes. microphone that's listening to this, that's getting that help. That's realizing that they're not alone
yeah.
in what they're going through.
And we've seen that.
We have seen that. Yeah. We have seen and heard that.
Yeah.
So please believe, brother, that while you're going through yours, you're also helping somebody else.
Yeah. yeah. And at the same time, you know, shit, for those that are out there that are going through something, as a listener here, like, feel more than welcome to reach out to us if you feel as though you're more comfortable with possibly having that conversation with us.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. SippinChat.com, SippinChat.com. The email address, SippinChattanooga@gmail.com. That's SippinChattanooga@gmail.com. Always got a listening ear. We don't have it all figured out, and we don't claim to have it all figured out.
Right.
But we do have a heart. We do have some experience.
Hey now.
Yeah.
Somebody got the brand new. We got the
new
heart. 450.
Got the
four big block.
You got that Savage Titles.
Okay. Hey.
Hey. Yeah.
That's
hey,
another
hey.
Story though. One day. That's another story. Savage Title. Yeah, that's another story one day about, you know, the health, men's health.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Hey, and we gotta have more conversations. Brothers, D, welcome.
Thank you.
We appreciate you, dog.
Appreciate
Rand,
you.
Appreciate you, dog. Love you. Yeah. Dame, love you. Hey, since January, like November, December last year, we started talking about this and finally got together. Yeah. And this episode in particular, just like the last one, the one prior to this, part one, this is Sip and Chat.
Yeah.
This is Sip and Chat right here.
Yeah.
The conversations, the laughs, the libations.
The realness.
The realness all bundled into one bowl.
Right.
This is Sip and Chat right here. Yeah. And this is what I would love to see more of. And I'm sure that the people that are listening to us would love to see more of this too. Yeah.
So before you close out, if that's what you're about to do, I just want to leave a quote.
Go ahead.
Don't borrow from tomorrow. Let that marinate.
Mm. Oh, my man.
Hey,
you a bad man, Randy. You're a bad man.
Don't fuck with me, though.
The sleeper. Hey, you the sleeper, dog.
You the sleeper
on you sometimes, dog. Hey, anything they said bad about you, man, I don't
see that. Yeah, I take that back, right? You ain't here long with
him. I only believe 75%.
Hey, but seriously, though, on that note, like, don't borrow from tomorrow. I heard that yesterday from an elderly sister, which was, I had to stop and I had to let that marinate like for the rest of the night. Like, man, that's deep.
That is.
It is. Deep. Yeah.
You know,
there's a gospel song called Tomorrow, and I won't go into the ins and outs of that. But if you can Google it, that would line check up with what you just said.
Yeah.
Check it out. It's old school.
Yeah.
But listen to it because it's real deep, and I'm not a real churchy type dude or whatever, that's one of those
obvious.
Songs that.
But it, it's obvious. But I'm with you, though.
It's obvious.
I mean, he got him, don't he?
Yeah.
Hey, but if you listen to that song or whatever, it does hit home and it does resonate if you're working on or scared to move or debating on making a move or whatever, that song really resonates. Yeah, so
it's about living life today.
Yes, yeah. Yes, yes.
Because
yes,
tomorrow yes. is not promised.
It's not promised.
It's not promised. So living your life today. Fellas. Man, this has been a great episode.
I bet it has been for you, mama. Really
hey, Randy got his toes. See, he wish he had his stuff. Yeah. He had them boots were still toes.
Yeah. He been waiting to say that. He been holding on.
If he had his Nikes on, he'd have fucking flappers on today.
Hey, he been stepping on all our feet up on
y'all
the
flattened them out. Y'all flattened them out today on the toes. Okay. Hey, but one more thing to note. This is the last episode that will be posted for 2025. We went out with a bang.
We did.
We went out with a bang.
We did. No, get ready for season two.
This is the first year.
Get ready for season two.
The first year in the books.
And I hope to see D. I hope you come out. You know, more see often, the D. Man.
I hope so too. Man, I'm gonna try to come out. I try to come out.
Darryl, I hope we get to see you come out.
Hey, yeah. I mean, come on, man. I mean. Tighten that thing up a little bit, man.
Pause.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully Big Sister will be like, hey, get out of here. Yeah. Get out of here. Yeah. Shout out to Mimi. Shout out to Mimi.
One time for Mimi. One time.
Yeah. They say I need to live my life a little bit more, man. I had a second chance in life. So
literally.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like real talk, yeah. But man, hey, you know, if I come back on the podcast, man, one day we can get to that.
We can talk about
it's
that.
If.
When I come back, we can talk about that.
Listen, let me tell you something, D. I love you.
Love you too, bro.
I love your family. I know you love my family.
No doubt.
But seeing you now.
Yes, sir.
To God be the glory, man.
Yeah.
man, I love you, man.
Love you too, boy. Hey, man, why are you going to do that?
He finna cry. Hey, he finna cry. I look, he finna cry.
Yeah, man. He ain't going to wait till you get to the car.
Yeah, man.
But you know.
I just told him I'm up and down. He going to hit me with that old.
I know, man. People don't really know, man. Yeah. I remember calling one day, and you said, why you ain't been up here yet? Mm. Why you ain't been up to the hospital? I said, well, Mimi said that that don't include you. I said, we on the way.
Yeah, and I looked up, man, and I looked to my left, and he was sitting there. That was a trying time in my life.
Yes, sir.
But if you don't believe God is good, man, hey, I'm telling you.
Can't nobody tell me nothing.
That he ain't.
About God.
Yeah.
You can walk across the street with all them pamphlets. I'm going to tell you, get the hell on. because I know what you're trying to tell me.
You don't live it.
Because God is the truth,
living
man.
It. You're living it.
And man, he, yeah. Deep. But once y'all hear my story, man, one time and see.
We're going to open up season two with that.
Yeah, the in-depth things that was going on that a lot of people didn't know and don't know. I mean... It might change your mind on some things. Cause
you might be the fourth sipper, dog.
And we're going to bring Big Sis on, too.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that, man. Because I'm going to tell you,
I'm going to tell you, my Mimi,
she held it down.
She the truth, man. I got to get, you know, no matter what things done for fried or whatever, growing through, whatever, she held it down. The two people in my life I knew, besides, you know, my daughters, whatever, my family, but my wife and my mom, they saved my life, man.
That's what's up.
God put them in that situation for a reason. And he put them there to see what I was going through, mm-hmm. to acknowledge and see what they need to do to get me where I needed to be.
That's what's up.
And they stuck up for me, man. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. If you was there, you would know what I'm talking about. Y'all was there. Mm-hmm. But to physically see me, you wouldn't believe what you're seeing now. But shout out to Denise Swap Shot.
Shout out Miss D.
Shout out to Mimi.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to Mimi, man. You know.
And we're going to start season two off with that story. Yeah. So tell Mimi, get ready.
All right.
To God be the glory, man.
Let's do it, man. Because he is, man. He's the truth, man. He the truth, man.
There you go, baby. Love you, bro.
I love y'all too, man.
You
too,
I know,
man.
I know you said your mom. You know, I remember. You know, meeting your mom.
She got hit by a car. Yeah, Randy, let me tell you about Randy right quick.
Yeah.
Randy hell on wheels, right? But Randy don't know. Randy don't know how he has been. Randy has Mr. been in Randy. My family. What's crazy? He been around my family by default.
Yeah,
Yeah. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like my mom, he called, he said, D, your mom got hit. But he was so calm and cool with it, he calmed me down. I was like, cool. He said, she all right. She got hit now, but she all right. So I was like, all right. So, and then transpired again with my grandmother. Everybody knows how I feel about my grandmother. My, I love my grandma. I mean, awesome. I love her, you know. And she's the third person who ultimately who saved my life.
Okay.
Give you a little clip of that. The day I found out my situation was the day that she passed. Mm. 1 year to the day. But we'll go into deeper than that.
Yeah, but that day
I came in, because my grandmother, they found she was diabetic and sugar and everything. They found her kind of unconscious, whatever. And I look up, come through the front door, clean cut, turn out Randy. I ain't never seen nobody turn out that with a damn crease in the middle. Who we gonna help? Who we gonna get D52? But no, shout out again to Randy, man, because every time I look around, man, he has been involved in my family on that note, but it came out good. So that's shout out to Randy, man.
I love you. One time for Dirty Randy, man.
Shout out Rambo Randy.
One time for Nature Boy Randy, man. That's it. One time for Runaway Randy, man.
Raw, listen.
Listen, this is it for season one. Stay tuned for season two. Sip and chat, 2 P's, 2 T's. Chattanooga, we love you. We're out.
Fan, peace. Fan.